Last night in the Haggadah Shali Shir, we were discussing Manish Tana Halayla Azeh. And there's an incredible Shem Yishmul in Parshas Tezriya. Mamash on this opinion, so can't help myself. We're going to get to talk about Parshas Tezriya and the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So Manish Tana Halayla Azeh. The Gaon explains that that itself is the question. Laila is a feminine word. If you were to conjugate Laila into plural, it would be, anybody? Laylos. So that's a sign, not always 100%, but it's a sign that it's a feminine word. So Laila is feminine. So you'd expect that you should say, Manish Tana HaLaila Ha Zos. And here we say, Manish Tana HaLaila HaZeh. What's with this night that it is a Zeh, that it's a masculine night? The word Ma also is a numerical value, Adam. It's a remez, another remez that the Gaon finds in there. So, in what way is this night a masculine night? So, we explained that usually mitzvahs are done during the day, and nighttime is a time to prepare for the day, to not... First and foremost is to not do averus. Nighttime is a time where the Yetzahara and the negative powers of Tuma and Mazikim and damages and all sorts of criminals are out in the night, the predators roaming the night, right? And so first and foremost is Sur Meira during the night. Stay away from doing bad at night. Vase Tov during the day. Go out and do good. Daytime is broad daylight. You go, you could do chesed to people, you can change the world, you can be involved in tikkun olam. Gemilus chasadim is the symbol for mitzvah saseh. And those divide into of course, shamor v'zachor is the same concept, and those are feminine and masculine. Women are obligated in all negative commandments, so that's more relevant to nighttime. Nighttime, therefore, night is a feminine language, Laila, where they are not obligated in positive time bound mitzvahs. That's a masculine thing. So those are during the daytime usually. And so that's yom is masculine. So the question that we're asking over here is Manish Tana HaLaila, that it became a Zeh, that it became a masculine. All of a sudden, we have all these positive commandments, time-bound positive commandments, to be done dafka at night. And the proposed an answer that here there was a elevation of the night to where the night no longer becomes a zelu mazeh sa'elukim, this opposite that Hashem made, that you have the daytime for good, for accomplishing, for positive things, but there's a nighttime for where the powers of Tuma and the powers of negativity and crime and all the bad things that are done at night, so there's this power balance of power, but rather that the nighttime can actually become a part of the day, of the tikkun. And as we spoke about, that for the Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it wasn't sufficient a day that lacked the night before it, because you need the night for introspection. You need the night to be meharher, b'tshuva, especially nighttime, that a person has their lust and their drive, and all the Yetzahara is aroused. Oh, you can sneak off and do this and that, and no one's ever going to know. So that's an opportunity to introspect and understand, oh, I didn't realize I still had that challenge. I didn't realize I'm challenging this area. Okay, I'm going to have to work on it. I'm going to design a plan. I'm going to work on it. So, says the Shem Yishmul over here by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, Kiyadua, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer says in Tishrei, and Rabbi Yeshua says in Nisan. So, says Rebbe Shmuel, what is the concept that Rebbe Eliezer understands that the world be created in Tishrei? Because he says before everything can blossom, everything can come, you know, to springtime when the whole world wakes up. That doesn't happen out of nowhere. For that, you need the winter rains coming down, watering the seeds that are in the ground to prepare the soil, pun intended, for the upcoming spring. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua understands, no, that everything can be, Hashem can do it all from scratch right away. He does it right away. And Shem Shmuel says that this is them l'shitasam. Rabbi Eliezer understands that Mashiach will not come unless Klal Yisrael do tshuva. And Rabbi Yeshua, which is how we paskin, says no, Mashiach will come even if Klal Yisrael are not fitting. So that's the question: do you need the hachana or do you not need the hachana, the preparation? And now he points us to the famous Rabbeinu Tam, brought in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, that the Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are both right. That Rabbi Eliezer, who says the world was created in Tishrei, understands he's describing the creation of the world in the realm of Machshava, in, so to speak, in the thoughts of Hashem. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is describing in Maisa, in much more concretized physical sense. So, and they're both right. That's why Tishrei is much more Midas Hadin, because it's in the realm of thought, whereas when you're dealing with practical, real people and real flesh and blood, what can we do? No one can withstand such a Tokif Hadin. We need the mercy of Nisan. And that's Taka Klal Yisrael left in Nisan without having any merits. We were just, we were in the 49th level of Tuma, and yet Hashem came and saved us and took us out. He says that this is very good. The concept of Machshava is always a hachana for the Maisa. You first have to think. You have to think through. You have to make a cheshbon nefesh. You have to think about, where am I going? What am I doing? Where are the challenges? Where is going to be my success? And then you can go and you can do. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you have to have a hachana. You have to have a preparation before you can have the springtime, before you can have the blossoming, before you can see those beautiful trees and blossom. First, you need a long winter of rain coming down in order to bring that about. And he's alluding to, in a person, to first be in deep thought of Machshava before you can come out to Maisa. So it's perfect that the 24-hour period called the day starts with the night and leads to the day. Because the night is the Hachana for the day. Nighttime is the time for Machshava, for introspection, for preparing oneself. And then the daytime is when we can bring it out in the realm of action and do it. So this is a time we spent a long winter. This is a long winter. This is an uber winter, a 6-month winter. Working, working, working. Cold weather, dark, indoors. Introspecting, thinking about ourselves, about what we could do, how we could grow, where we can go. And now is about to come the time. The spring is upon us. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bepoil, that work can be brought out into actualization, and we can translate it into a action of changing who we are. From Rosh Hashanah, that vision that we had of coronating Hashem as King, and who we can be in that royal grandeur, what role we can play in that, that is about to come to fruition, as Hashem Yisborach, in the upcoming week and a half. So time to start translating, waking up and getting excited for the opportunity to go from nighttime to day, to see the break of dawn and to see the spring in our own lives. That's a shame.